Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great lesson here with us at English Pod. My name is Marco.
And I'm Erica.
And today we're going to be getting money.
That's right. We're going to have a lesson about the ATM.
The ATM or
automatic teller machine.
Okay, that's what it stands for, ATM. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking at the language that you'll probably find in an ATM, maybe in the United States or an English-speaking country.
That's right. But before we begin, why don't we look at some vocabulary that we'll hear in the dialogue?
Vocabulary preview.
As we mentioned, the ATM, or automatic teller machine, is a machine where you get your money, right?
Exactly.
And also, well, some people are in different places, they may call it the bank machine.
Yeah, or maybe the cash machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or just a money machine or something. All right.
So ATM.
ATM. And now let's take a look at our next word.
Local authorities.
The local authorities.
The local authorities.
So what are the local authorities?
Well, basically, it's the police.
The police.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say local authorities?
Okay, well, authority is the person in charge, right? The
mm-hmm.
boss.
Mm-hmm.
So the local authorities are basically the people who are the boss of this place.
In that area.
Yeah. So
okay.
The police.
The local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we start now with our dialogue? Why are we talking about local authorities and ATM machines?
I don't know. We got to listen to find out.
Stupid girl making me spend so much money. Now I have to get it from the ATM.
Hello, welcome to Universal Bank. Please insert your card into the slot.
I know where to put my card. Stupid machine talking to me like I'm an idiot.
Please input your 6-digit PIN code followed by the pound key. Thank you. Please select an option. Thank you. You have selected withdraw.
Yeah, I know what I selected. Just give me my money.
Please type the amount you would like to withdraw. Thank you. You want to transfer $10,000 to the World Wildlife Foundation. If this is correct, please press 1.
No. Stupid machine, what are you doing? No.
Confirmed. Thank you for using our bank. Please remove your card from the slot. Goodbye.
No way. What happened? Give me my money.
Danger. Danger. The exits have been sealed, and the doors will remain locked until the local authorities arrive. Thank you for using our bank. Have a nice day.
No!
All right, so it's not his day today. I think he was very unlucky, and maybe he's going to be in trouble.
I know, and he was on a date. This is probably one of the worst things that can happen to a guy when he's on a date.
All right, yeah. So, well, we saw some of the language that was related to an ATM, money, and banking.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we take a look at that now in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
All right, so the guy had to insert his card into the slot.
Okay, so slot.
Slot.
All right, slot. And that is an opening, right? Or a type of hole, maybe.
Yeah, it's a hole that is usually long.
Long, and it's like a rectangular hole.
Yeah, a slot is never a circle.
Okay. So, for example, when you get mail,
mm-hmm.
the mailman will put it into your mailbox through the slot.
That's right.
Okay. Well, and now that he put his card into the slot, he had to input a 6-digit PIN code.
Want to just do both together? Digit and PIN code?
Yeah.
Okay, so a 6-digit PIN code.
All right, now we have two words here that are new. Digit.
Digit is basically a number between 0 and 9.
Okay, so any number between 0 and 9 is considered a digit.
Yes, so 100 is made up of 3 digits.
3 digits, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about PIN code?
A PIN code is your secret number that you use to take money out.
Now, why wouldn't we say password?
Password is usually letters.
Okay, and PIN code is numbers.
Exactly.
All right, he had to input his 6-digit PIN code. And then after that, he had to press the pound key.
Pound key.
Now, this is strange. A pound key. What is that?
Well, you know, on a phone,
mm-hmm.
on the bottom right.
Uh-huh.
There's a key or a button that looks like a number sign.
Number sign. So kind of like two vertical lines and two horizontal lines.
Yeah, two lines going up and down, two lines going across.
Okay, so that's called the pound key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about the other one?
It's called the star.
The star.
Star key.
The star key. All right. So after the pin code, after the pound key, now he's ready to withdraw money.
Mm-hmm. So we heard withdrawal.
Okay. So withdrawal is?
Is a noun. It's the action of taking money out.
Okay. A withdrawal.
A withdrawal.
Okay. And to withdraw.
To withdraw is just the verb.
To take out money, right?
Exactly.
So we have the noun and the verb. The only difference is an L at the end.
Yes, so withdrawal, noun, and withdraw, verb.
Okay. And, well, he wanted to withdraw money, but something happened with the ATM, and it turned out that he was going to transfer money.
Uh-oh.
So transfer.
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 When you transfer money, you take it from one place and put it in another.
Okay, and usually in banking, when you transfer money, you don't really see it, right?
Exactly.
It's all electronic, so mm-hmm. you just put it from one bank account to another, but you never actually see this money.
Exactly. So transfer money.
Transfer.
And now this one also has a verb and a noun, right?
Right. A transfer.
And to transfer.
Same word.
Yep.
Easy. All right. So why don't we listen to our dialogue for the second time? It's going to be slowed down a little bit, and then we'll come back and look at some phrases.
'Stupid girl making me spend so much money. Now I have to get it from the ATM.
Hello, welcome to Universal Bank. Please insert your card into the slot.
I know where to put my card. Stupid machine talking to me like I'm an idiot.
Please input your 6-digit PIN code followed by the pound key. Thank you. Please select an option. Thank you. You have selected withdraw.
Yeah, I know what I selected. Just give me my money.
Please type the amount you would like to withdraw. Thank you. You want to transfer. $10,000 to the World Wildlife Foundation. If this is correct, please press 1.
No. Stupid machine, what are you doing? No.
Confirmed. Thank you for using our bank. Please remove your card from the slot. Goodbye.
No way. What happened? Give me my money.
Danger. Danger. The exits have been sealed, and the doors will remain locked until the local authorities arrive. Thank you for using our bank. Have a nice day.
No!
Okay, so that was a little easier to understand. Mm-hmm. But Marco, there's some interesting phrases here, some instructions that you commonly read or hear when you're using a bank machine.
So why don't we take a look at these phrases in Fluency Builder?
Fluency Builder.
Well, the bank machine told this guy to insert your card.
Insert your card.
Insert your card.
So this verb, to insert,
mm-hmm.
to place inside.
Exactly. So what else can we insert?
Well, for example, commonly you insert a disc.
Yeah, in your computer.
In your computer, right?
Yep. Or maybe insert a CD into your CD player.
Or DVD into your DVD player.
Yep.
All right. So to insert something, to put inside.
Yes.
So he had to insert his card into the slot.
And then the bank machine asked him to select an option.
Select an option.
Select an option.
Now, this is a very common phrase that you'll not only see in ATMs, but basically everywhere, right?
Like in computers or the internet or many, many things where you're dealing with machines.
Mm-hmm. So it's an order that says, well, select one of these choices that you have.
Make a choice. Yeah.
Select an option. All right. So two simple phrases, but very useful and also very high frequency, right?
Yeah. And you know what? When you use phrases like these two, it sounds quite professional, doesn't it?
Yeah. A little bit formal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why don't we listen to our dialogue for the last time and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Stupid girl making me spend so much money. Now I have to get it from the ATM.
Hello, welcome to Universal Bank. Please insert your card into the slot.
I know where to put my card. Stupid machine talking to me like I'm an idiot.
Please input your 6-digit PIN code followed by the pound key. Thank you. Please select an option. Thank you. You have selected withdraw.
Yeah, I know what I selected. Just give me my money.
Please type the amount you would like to withdraw. Thank you. You want to transfer 10,000 US dollars to the World Wildlife Foundation. If this is correct, please press 1.
No. Stupid machine, what are you doing? No.
Confirmed. Thank you for using our bank. Please remove your card from the slot. Goodbye.
No way! What happened? Give me my money!
Danger! Danger! The exits have been sealed, and the doors will remain locked until the local authorities arrive. Thank you for using our bank. Have a nice day.
No!
All right, Erica, so what about you? Have you ever had any problems with the ATM?
I've had more problems than I can count.
What happened?
Well, I think in the last 2 years, I've probably lost about 7 bank cards in an ATM.
Really? You forget it?
Yes.
In the slot?
I leave it in the slot and then walk away from the bank machine and... no bank card.
Well, I think now the ATMs, because this is a common problem, now they have like a little alarm that when you take out your money and everything, it just starts beeping and beeping until you take out your card.
Yes. And I like the bank machines that actually give you your card first and then give you your money. Because if they give me my money first, that's all I want, right? So I run away with my money and leave my card in the bank machine.
Right. I think that's a good idea. I've never seen it before, though.
In Switzerland, they have them
In Switzerland. Yeah. Or what about the ATMs that you only have to swipe your card?
Oh, yeah. I've done that as well and also ruined a bank card with that. I swiped it too many times, put in the wrong PIN code, and...
it blocked your card.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, what about you guys? I'm sure everyone has some experience or some inconvenience with ATM machines. So why don't you come to our website and tell us all about it?
You can also find lots more resources on our website to help you learn English. So check it out. And until next time,
goodbye.